Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We've reached the middle of the week. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and this week we've been listening to the confirmation hearings for Judge Neil Gorsuch. How do you think he handled himself, and where do you think this is going?
Well, David, there does seem to be unanimity among virtually everybody that this guy is going to make it. He said all of the right things that would indicate he's his own man. He said if the president had asked him to vote a particular way on a bill, an abortion bill, anything like that, he would have walked out of the room. He said he didn't like people who dismissed the federal judiciary one way or another or insulted them. He said that he had ruled for plaintiffs, both rich and poor, again and again. I don't think anybody really laid a hand on him, although Al Franken tried and other senators tried, but it did not really get anywhere near compromising the guy. So if in fact you're going to vote against him, and many Democratic senators like Senator Whitehouse and others have indicated that that may happen, it's because they're so angry about Judge Garland. And even there, we saw the candidate talking about Judge Garland being a great judge. But when asked what the Republicans did by not allowing a vote, he said, that's politics and I won't get into it. So we see a train that is on the fast track, in my opinion, and therefore he'll be put on the court and we'll be back to where we were before Antonin Scalia died.
Healthcare. We talked yesterday about the move to tweak the GOP House bill so that they could get the votes of New York Republicans. And we hear now that Republican John Faso will vote for the act, and the editorial in the Times focusing on this. The GOP has no coherent idea or shared vision of what it wants to achieve aside from killing Obamacare. And obviously in New York, war of words now between the governor and the Republicans, including Faso.
Well, that's right. Look, this bill now has been altered. We talked about this yesterday, has been altered so that the Medicaid share upstate, but not in New York City, which defies logic, would be paid for by the state and not by the various counties. That's just to give some shelter to the Republicans who are struggling against constituents who are furious about this. I believe that John Faso was going to vote for that bill no matter what, and that this provides a certain amount of cover for him. Nevertheless, the bill still is in a lot of trouble. There are those who are still conservative in the House of Representatives who don't like the bill. They think it doesn't go far enough. There are obviously people who feel that it goes way too far and that, as the Times indicates, it doesn't really have a great purpose. And in the Senate, it really faces big problems because, as you know, in the Senate, the urban constituencies mean a great deal, much more than in the gerrymandered House. And politicians are politicians, and if they see that they're in trouble, they are going to vote in a particular way. And I think this bill is in real trouble, which, of course, does not portend well for the president, who is staking a great deal on this first signature effort of his.
Preet Bharara, now former U.S. attorney from the Southern District of New York, has a new job, Alan. According to Ken Lovett, Preet is going to be at NYU School of Law. Probably no surprise.
No, it's not. Look, Preet Bharara is an extraordinary man. He's done an extraordinary life so far, and he's a very young man. This is what we call in politics a parking place. Obviously, he's going places, but he needs a place to sit for a while, and they're making him a special scholar. It's not even clear whether he'll be teaching at NYU. But he will be available to students and others, and he'll probably do some law practice also to make some money, which people have to do. He is a guy who will be going places, I suspect, in politics, and it may well be that he wants to run for something against this present governor, for example, or the mayor, or others who offer tempting targets for him.
One of the other articles that was floating about a potential job from him earlier was getting a cable show to build his profile for a run.
Well, yes, that's a very interesting point, David, that you make. There's polling data that indicate that even though this guy has been bringing down politicians, Sheldon Silver in the Assembly, and the chief of the Senate, the majority leader, Dean Skelos, he is a guy who is still not known by a lot of people. So there has to be a way to do it. I don't think it makes an awful lot of sense to have a cable show unless he really has a prominent place, for example, on CNN as a commentator. But that doesn't always work. CNN can't afford to be a launching pad for a openly political person. So it is a tough place to be. If you go too low on cable, it looks shabby. So those are some of my thoughts on that.